The General Assembly on Wednesday adopted a resolution expressing grave concern at the ongoing violence in Syria. There are 193 member states in the United Nations, and 107 countries voted in favor of the resolution, while 12 voted against it. 59 countries abstained. The ambassador of Qatar, Michal Hamad El-Thani, introduced the resolution, saying that the tragedies in Syria are well known.
Here we wonder, shouldn't the United Nations, in the face of the continued escalation of the use of heavy weapons and ballistic missiles by the Syrian authorities against population centers, to condemn that in the strongest terms? Shouldn't the United Nations, in view of the escalation of violence, to condemn these acts, whatever the source is? Shouldn't the United Nations, in the light of the violation of international humanitarian law and human rights and fundamental freedoms, to condemn these transgressions irrespective of their perpetrators and call for ending them immediately? Mr. President, this is the only basis from which the draft resolution proceeded.
General Assembly President Vuk Yeremic pointed out that at least 80,000 people have died and more than 5 million Syrians have been displaced, both within and outside the country, since the crisis began in March 2011. Diane Penn, United Nations.